Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Romans chapter 4, starting in verse 1 and ending in verse 12. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Abraham was, humanly speaking, the founder of our Jewish nation. What did he discover about being made right with God? If his good deeds had made him acceptable to God, he would have had something to boast about. But that was not God's way. For the scriptures tell us, Abraham believed God, and God counted him as righteous because of his faith. When people work, their wages are not a gift, but something they have earned. But people are counted as righteous, not because of their work, but because of their faith in God who forgives sinners. David also spoke of this when he described the happiness of those who are declared righteous without working for it. Oh, what joy for those whose disobedience is forgiven, whose sins are put out of sight. Yes, what joy for those whose record the Lord has cleared of sin. Now, is this blessing only for the Jews, or is it also for uncircumcised Gentiles? Well, we have been saying that Abraham was counted as righteous by God because of his faith. But how did this happen? Was he counted as righteous only after he was circumcised, or was it before he was circumcised? Clearly, God accepted Abraham before he was circumcised. Circumcision was a sign that Abraham already had faith and that God had already accepted him and declared him to be righteous, even before he was circumcised. So Abraham is the spiritual father of those who have faith but have not been circumcised. They are counted as righteous because of their faith. And Abraham is also the spiritual father of those who have been circumcised, but only if they have the same kind of faith Abraham had before he was circumcised. Once again, that was Romans chapter 4 verse 1 through 12 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Tear down the walls that divide. In these verses, Paul gave the example of Abraham and a Psalm of David to illustrate the point he made in chapters 1 through 3. We are right with God through faith shown in chapter 1 verse 13 and also in chapter 3 verses 21 through 24. This was not something new but as old as Abraham. He was considered righteous, right with God, because he trusted God. Circumcision was a later sign of this trust. The Jews in Paul's day were proud of their religious separation, including circumcision, and looked down on those who were not circumcised. Paul was trying to show that Abraham is the father of those who have faith, the circumcised and the uncircumcised. Jesus gives forgiveness, righteousness, and salvation to all who trust him. It is so easy to be divided from others, so easy to look down on others. We look for ways to feel special and superior, and we even do this with our spirituality. In Paul's day, the people looked to circumcision, diet, and Sabbath keeping as ways of feeling superior to others. In our day, it is economics, politics, going to church, knowing the Bible, and more. People refuse to forgive, repent, or heal the hurt, and so the world continues hurting. Jesus came to tear down the walls and to make our hearts truly right with God, by trusting in him and following him in obedience. Jesus tears down the walls that divide the world. Only in our Creator and Savior can the world find true unity. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. In your experience, what are the biggest things that divide people? How can accepting Jesus help you to tear down the walls that divide people, starting with yourself? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.